Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today. Today we're going to have an exciting program. We're going to be talking about a Christmas prayer. You know, we're at that time of the year where many of the major faiths, they celebrate their tradition. And I'm going to be sharing about a Christmas prayer that has been composed and something that I think that is very meaningful, and for me and for many others in Christendom, the purpose of Christendom. But whatever your faith is, we respect that, and we encourage you to honor your traditions if it's that's meaningful in your life. Because I think that if more people were practicing their faith in a way where it would bring peace on earth from goodwill toward mankind, our humankind, that's what it's all about. And we definitely want to be able to do that. It's so significant, it's important, as the world is seeing like it's getting more and more violent. We want to be able to maintain and work toward harmony and peace. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to read this Christmas prayer here, and then I'm going to come back and talk about it and share some things concerning the purpose of Christmas. But the message today on this today's broadcast is we're talking about a Christmas prayer. We're so close to Christmas that's coming up this particular Friday, and so we're right on the eve of its coming up. And so we want to be very thankful and grateful. But let me just read this to you to kind of get it out here, and then we'll come back to it. And it's a Christmas prayer. By the way, this prayer comes back from way back from 1968 by the New York Life Insurance Company, way back there. But here it is. It says, "Let us pray that strength and courage, abundance be given to all who work for a world of reason and understanding. That the good that lies in every man's heart may day by day be magnified. That men will come to see more clearly, not that which divides them, but that which unites them, that each hour may bring us closer to a final victory, not of nations over nation, but of man over his own evils and weaknesses, that the true spirit of this Christmas season, its joy, its beauty, its hope, and all above, its abiding faith may live among us. That the blessings of peace be ours, the peace to build and grow, to live in harmony, sympathy with others, and to plan for the future with confidence." I just think that that is so lovely, such a lovely prayer. A prayer that is so meaningful and so expressive in terms of reaching out to humanity to encourage us to reach out to one another and to make a difference. And I just can't say enough about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to that Christmas prayer, because I think, again, it is so so meaningful. And I'm going to share what the meaning of Christmas, the purpose of Christmas is all about, the reason for this season. We know that there's a lot of commercialization that goes on during this time of the year where billions of dollars were spent, starting with Black Friday, and that wasn't enough. They started online Monday, two different types of spending, and billions of dollars. A record high was set this year by online spending, and it's just want to bring some perspective in the midst of all the hustle and bustle, because the most important thing is that it is more blessed to give than receive. Christmas is a time that reflects on giving. And it started with God's unique gift to the world, to humanity. And that started with his loving son, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so God gave his son to the world to live into the hearts of mankind to help to bring peace on earth and goodwill toward man. And here's the starting point of how it all began. It's found the sacred scriptures in St. Luke, the second chapter, and it commences as follows. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel in multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Now, brothers and sisters, that's the Christmas story. And regardless, as I said, of your faith, of your tradition, of my tradition, this is what I believe, and this is what I adhere to. And in this particular Christmas story, Christmas is about Christ. It's God's gift to the world to make a difference. And I know there's times that there are discouragement, different things that come to make it seem like there's a spirit of godlessness in the world today, but can be living reality in your life. Your faith can be renewed. It can be revived. And that's why I want to come back to this Christmas prayer, because I think it's so powerful, and I think it's so meaningful today. And I just want to do this here. And so let us pray. Let's go back to this here. Let's talk about this here. With this first part where it says, let us pray. A couple of episodes ago, I did a message on prayer, the importance of prayer. As a matter of fact, it was entitled, The Power of Prayer. I did that because we're living in some chaotic times, and these are times that we have to pray for everything we need and work for everything we want. We can't just hide behind prayer, but we have to put our prayers in working clothes. And when it comes to prayer, it's not to be used like a fire escape in case of emergency or like 911. We need to have an attitude of prayer. I try to make it a habit to be a person of prayer, not just when I get up in the morning or when I go to bed at night. I try to have an attitude of prayer. I'm not perfect at it, but I strive to have an attitude. A lot of the people that I know and care about are meaningful to me. I pray for them throughout the course of the day when they come into my mind, because we can never pray enough. Prayer is very, very important. And so when we are encouraged, when we are challenging individuals, when we say, let us pray, we're inviting you, we're invoking you to pray with us, to join us as we look to our Father, which art in heaven. And I tell you, God is spirit, and he's definitely, I tell you, wonderful. Because when you look at the mastery of how this unique body of ours was made, it is just brilliant. Just to know how everything is right in place, how your eyes are where they're supposed to be, your ears are where they're supposed to be, your mouth. It's just amazing. And you look at creation itself. So when we say, let us pray, it's an invitation. It's an invite to join together. And so as we're encouraging to pray with us, let us pray that strength, and we need strength and courage, abundant all who work for a world of reason and understanding. That is so important. I try to hang out with peacemakers. I try to work with people who are concerned about humanity, who are in the process of creating a beloved community around the globe. It's so important because there's so much strife, there's so much violence, and violence begot violence. But when we're working together, for a world of reason. And that's important because the scripture tells us, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made white as snow. And when we can reason together, it helps us to have an understanding, because there's always going to be different perspectives. A world of reason and understanding that the good that lies in every one of us can come forth. So we want to have understanding. It's so important. It's just so important, because the opposite of understanding is misunderstanding. And then also to let us pray that the good that lies in every man's heart may day by day be magnified. You know, we all have some good in us, but the key thing is, do we practice it? You know, the little simple things. I have at the center where I work out from, the Harriet Tubman Cultural Center, there's a little simple plaque on the wall, and it talks about some of the simple things, like saying thank you, like saying exhibiting manners, being courteous, and so forth. These things are very, very important. And so that the good that lies in every man's heart may day by day be magnified. We want to see that. Jesus, he didn't always stay a little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. No, he grew up. he grew up to be a full-grown man. And in 3 years, it took him really just amazingly to carry out the good news upon the face of the earth. And the scripture tells us how he went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed, And so maybe in a sense, there's something to be said about being a do-gooder, because doing good, it creates and it perpetuates and magnifies good on the earth. And then let us pray that men will come to see more clearly. Oh, that is so important. You know, sometimes we can't see the forest or the tree. And we need to on a daily basis, ask God to open up our eyes that we can see and see more clearly. See more clearly divides them. That's what is so important. You know, we live in a world where divisions are so strong. It can come any way, form, or fashion. But we want to pray. And I say, let us pray that we can see more clearly, not that which divides us, but that which unites us. And I'm not saying that our unity has to, you know, be uniformity. No, it doesn't. But we have to be able to work together. And we have to learn how to listen to those that disagree with us. Thank God that everybody don't agree the same. Thank God that everybody don't look the same. But when we get an understanding, it helps us to facilitate change and to be able to work together concerning that which divides us. And then let us pray, but that which unites us, because we want to be united. You know, when we think about community, so many times we omit unity. But community is unity, and it's being able to work eagerly, work diligently to pull the various sectors of the community together so that we can have unity. I like to say we're stakeholders. We're stakeholders of our community. And it makes a difference, and we all have an investment. And everybody is somebody. We don't leave nobody behind. We work together to build our community and to foster that which unites each of us. And also, let us pray that each hour may bring us closer to a final victory, not of nation over nation, but of man over his own evil and weaknesses. Oh, that is so important. That is so important, brothers and sisters. Yes, we need to pray, because there are certain things that happen. And if we can pray that as we have all been blessed with 24 hours in the course of a day, that during the course of our day, it can bring us closer to find and walk in victory. Not, as we said, nation over nation, who can I get over, who can I work, get by or get around this day. No, but of each man and person over his own evils and weaknesses. Why is that? Because in the midst of this prayer, it's that the true spirit of Christmas season, the true spirit of this Christmas season, which is about unity, it's about good news on earth, it's about God's gift to humanity, that this time of season, that this true spirit of Christmas season, it's a message about its joy, its beauty, its hope, and above all, it's about its abiding faith. And that's what each of us are challenged sincerely to work toward. You know, if we had the spirit of Christmas operating 365 days a year, it would be such a much better place. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with taking time to get gifts for your loved ones, to share gifts, because giving is an expression of love. It shows someone that you care about them. And when we do that toward others, it's meaningful. And we know that there are many situations where individuals are not about that. They're just about what they can get, what they can do, and so forth. But Christmas is a time of giving. And we should never forget the reason for this season. And let us pray that it's joy, it's beauty, it's hope. And above all, the abiding faith may live among us, that the blessings of peace be ours. Yes, the blessings of peace is so important. The peace to what? To build. And the peace to grow. And the peace to live in harmony. Oh, that's a challenge. It's a challenge, but we have to work at it. We have to strive to live in harmony. We have to strive to listen. We have to strive to work in a spirit of solidarity, to build, to grow, and to live in harmony and sympathy with others. I think that's a reason sometimes that we don't have enough sympathy or empathy. We become intolerant. And we don't. We just overlook. It's so important. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. You know, never take for granted your conversations that you have throughout the course of this day, because you never know. I had a person call me up and they told me, and they said, "Stan, I just want to thank you." And I said, "For what?" They said, "I was going through, and you took time to listen to me. And then you prayed with me." And you know, that's exactly what I needed. And then he said something to me that shocked me. It really floored me. They said, "I was on," and I would have never thought this. They said, "I was on the verge of suicide." You know, during this Christmas season, there are a lot of people that are lonely. There are a lot of people that are frustrated. There are a lot of people that feel like nobody cares. And they just came to me and told me, "Thank you, because when you prayed for me, it made the difference in my life," because they were on the verge of contemplating suicide. Brothers and sisters, we never know what a person is going through. And as we go through the course of a day and as we conversate with people, especially during this Christmas season, let us exercise a spirit of empathy and sympathy, because we just don't know. We just don't know. Peace. Let it be ours. The peace to build, to grow, and to live in harmony, and as we so stressed, and to have sympathy, yes, with others. This is so important. And then we want to pray. We want to pray to plan for the future with confidence. I believe that 2016 is going to be a great year. I know there's a lot of hoopla about the electoral process and who's going to this and who's going to be that. And we should be concerned, but we should not be in fear, because I believe that God still is in control. God is still on the throne. And God is the God that we serve, and we live under his grace. He permits things to happen for many reasons. And I can truthfully say that. At my age that I am, I've seen a lot of things, especially being a product of the 60s, where I've seen a lot of things, assassination, wars, and hatred, and striving to be accepted into into society and to get your part of the American dream. But God is faithful. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And we must continue to strive together to make a difference in life. So let us not forget the purpose of Christmas. That is God's message to humanity. God sent his messenger with a message, and he fulfilled that purpose. And today he says, whosoever will, let him come. And as we work together, because he said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. No, it's not my way or the highway. No, it's not Christianity or the hell you go. No, you got to be open that God is at work in humanity, and God is working and drawing all men toward him through good will on earth and peace toward mankind. So I want to encourage us to not be discouraged. Don't get frustrated. Let this Christian season be special with you. And make sure that you take time, make time to spend time with families and to those that may don't have family in their life. Call somebody up. Let them know you care about them, you're thinking about them, and you just want to let them know you're remembering them in prayer and you was thinking about them because it's so important. So we want to, again, we want to read this Christmas prayer, and this is what I felt encouraged to share with you today. I thank you for being faithful listeners. I thank you for the encouragement that I receive from each of you that do listen and let me know. And I thank God for all of the wonderful broadcasts we've been able to do. I think this is number 67. And I thank him for all the technicians and everything they do to help make this possible Straight Talk with Stan Macklin, because we do care about you, and we want you to know you do make a difference. And this is not all about us. This is your broadcast. We can hear from you. All you got to do is give us a call, and we'll more than gladly entertain your call and your concerns, because we want to listen to your voice. So, once again, a Christmas prayer. Let us pray that strength and courage and abundance be given to all who work for a world of reason and understanding, and that the goal, that the good that lies in every man's heart may day by day be meaningful, that men will come to see more clearly not that which divides them, but that which unites them. Let us pray that each hour may bring us closer to find victory, not of nation over nation, but of man over his own evils and weaknesses. That the true spirit of this Christmas season, its joy, its beauty, its hope, and above all, its abiding faithful may live among us, that the blessings of peace be once the peace to build and grow and live in harmony and sympathy with others, to plan for the future with confidence. This has been Stan Macklin on Straight Talk. Looking forward to a wonderful new year with great, exciting things that God has in store for us. And remember, above all, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes a difference. Have a good day.